What does freedom mean to you? That's one of the questions that artist Julia Vogel recently asked 1,800 people in the Boston area. And using their answers, she created a public art installation on the Common, which is on view now. WBUR's Maria Garcia has the story.
So that's your name, so you just add your first name.
I did my first name.
When I meet artist Julia Vogel at the Prudential Center, she's behind what looks like a retrofitted hot dog cart, asking people if they feel free.
I do feel free.
As part of a commission by the Jewish Arts Collaborative, Vogel has collected answers to this question from about 1,800 Bostonians in different parts of the area. And for about 100 of them, Vogel's team recorded an unusual interview inspired by the Jewish holiday of Passover.
So in the Jewish tradition at Passover, we have a section called the Four Questions, but it's actually one question we ask four times. And it's, why is tonight different than all other nights? Manishtana. By asking why multiple times, we get a diverse amounts of answers and we get a much more rich picture.
Passover is about celebrating freedom from slavery in ancient Egypt, leaving a place of oppression for a new land, and about migration and forging a new identity. So during the interview, Vogel's team poses three questions.
How does immigration relate to you personally?
Followed by,
what is one everyday thing that makes you feel free?
And then,
what is one everyday thing that holds you back from feeling free?
But remember, at Passover, the question is asked four times. So Vogel's team asks each of these questions four times. The recordings are anonymous. Here's one interview, edited for Time, that was done at the Conservatory Lab Charter School.
How does immigration relate to you personally?
I came to the United States as a political refugee.
How does immigration relate to you personally?
It was a journey that I think all members of my family still have PTSD from, but getting to the United States and finally getting our citizenship, it really meant salvation for us.
What is one everyday thing that reminds you you are free?
Actually, my car. It's something that I worked hard to get. It's not the best car in the world, but it's taken me to many different places around the country.
What is one everyday thing that reminds you you are free?
My Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Artist Julia Vogel gave each participant a specially designed pin. Then she combined all the pin designs to make a floor mural, which is currently on display around the Soldiers and Sailors Monument at the Boston Common.
This project is very much about rooted in my family history. I'm a first-generation American, born in Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July, so a patriotic child. But no generation of mine has ever lived in the country they were born in. So my mother is German. She was born in a displaced persons camp after the war. Her parents came from Poland, and we still don't know how they survived the Holocaust. They were Jewish. And my father grew up in England, and his parents escaped Czechoslovakia and Germany because of the Holocaust.
Vogel's bright, multicolored floor mural is meant to be a place for dialogue and reflection. Each conversation Vogel recorded can be heard on a website if you type keywords she's placed throughout the mural.
And if this project can kind of make someone smile and also make someone think, then hopefully I've done my job.
The project asks us to think about our family history, how our place in the world shifts with need and opportunity, and how we're still all searching for freedom in ways big and small. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.